made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Oh, yeah. I'm not known for much except by drinking. And I'm not the kind of a man finding a church. And I probably spend too much time just thinking. Still playing these dead man's chords. I got a young Hank Williams at my shoulder. I got Johnny Cash to help me with the words. And Mississippi John hurts in my fingers. Still playing these dead man's chords. And if you knew some of the girls that I've been loving, man, you wouldn't be walking for a week. Though I'm looking from the wrong side of 47, still chasing that song to make you weep. I got a young Hank Williams at my shoulder. I got Johnny Cash to help me with the words. And Mississippi John hurts in my fingers. Still playing these dead man's chords. Seems to you your life's just passing. You can smell the flowers on your grave. Just sing these songs, hey, fill these glasses. We can watch the night fall into day. I've got a young Hank Williams at my shoulder. I got Johnny Cash to help me with the work. And Mississippi John hurts in my fingers. Still playing these dead man's chords. I got a young Hank Williams at my shoulder. I got Johnny Cash to help me with the words. And Mississippi John hurts in my fingers. Still playing these dead man's chords. Still playing these dead man's chords.
We star in our own movies, we keep them entertaining. We hope that they'll be simple, won't need too much explaining. We say things to be quoted in glossy magazines and strike iconic poses like we're on TV screens. We're living in the moment, we're acting on a whim. All we really want is for somebody to say, look at him. The hilarious one-liners that just pop into your head. Well, you just want somebody to remember what you said. And my team of script writers, they keep feeding me lines, so I look like a character who everyone admires. My political advisors, they keep me well informed, so I look like a radical who thinks outside the norm. And in the film of my life, we end up together. Everything else is just a distraction along the way. But the film of your life could be different altogether. And I could just be a distraction before you find someone who really holds an attraction. Whoa, 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 whoa. And if I am this person, and if this is my world, then no nothing could disturb it. No, that would be absurd. The plot is far too perfect for things not to work out. I think that's how things ought to be, although I have my doubts. So what do people say about me when I'm not around? And in the film of my life we ended up together, and all destruction's cleared out of the way. But in the film of your life I'm more like a plot device, so I'm rewriting my script and making more of a minor character. Go to the movies, watch something entertaining, something that will be simple, won't need too much explaining. I'll watch somebody else's life in a manageable time, and I'll find my scriptwriter and I'll get on with mine.
Once I had a true love and now I have none. Once I had a true love and now I have none. He's gone and he leaves me. He's gone and he leaves me. He's gone and he leaves me with sorrow and grief. Last night I slumbered and I had a dream. Last night I slumbered and I had a dream. I dreamt he came smiling. I dreamt he came smiling. I dreamt my own true love came smiling at me. When I had woken, I found he was gone. When I had woken, I found he was gone. He's gone and he leaves me. He's gone and he leaves me. He's gone and he leaves me.
Though you're with me, stay silent. Feed my hunger. Wait for justice to be served.
Listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I drew my ship up to the harbour. I drew her close where my love would say. Who's there? Who's there at my bedroom window? Who knocks so loudly and would be in? It is your true love who loves you dearly. So rise, dear love, and let I will put my ship in order. I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbour where my true love waits for me. And slowly, slowly she grows up. I will put my ship in order. I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbour where my true love waits for me.
back my own true love. Come back, come back, come to my side. I never grieved you, nor yet deceived you, and I would surely be your bride. The fish shall fly, and the seas run dry, and the rocks shall melt, fall in the sun, and the laboring men shall forget their labor, if ever I return again. And I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. Put my ship in order, set her on the sea. Come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. Thank you.
It's a mad, mad world if you wanna give it up. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna give it up. I'm wondering which man she wants love to deliver. A banker or a lawyer or a more successful singer. I beat the musicians so they get played. When I made the decision, the choice was gone. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it up. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it up. Yeah, mad, mad world if you wanna get it up. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it up. You giggle at a funeral like there's something I don't get. Maybe I'm just shallow, cause yes, I do have to admit. Mostly I love you for the body you've got. But when I try to change the order, your body resists a lot. You have a God to forgive you, it's a privilege you have. You have a book that starts with a pretty Sonetta's autograph. Bottles to empty and prescriptions to fill. And if now God will forgive you, baby, you know I will. Mad, mad world, if you wanna get it up. It's a mad, mad world, if you wanna get it up. It's a mad, mad world, if you wanna get it up. It's a mad.
All you got. Check this out, this is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Photographs of men on the moon. We've got water that is good for us. We've got coffee that's instantaneous. We've got buildings that are very tall. We've got cigarettes that are low in tar.
It is all about. There's lots of leisure time
to sit and work it out. There's a TV show I've got to see.
from? Where did you come? Did you toddle or run? Did you skip, chip or stumble from? Sing along, put some pickles on, and play the mellotron. Go down, let's go down, let's go down. Don't you wanna come down and drink along? Count to 21, and go and right a wrong, and feed the pelicans.
Mi wairi on ide, yo mi wairi on ide, bengore am. Mi wairi on ide, mi wairi on ide. Gol bengoremo e dum che noi ormini
Se
walo ima mi wama dada no yade.
It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, what's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't they be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news. So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide. The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was gonna be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridges store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the Gucci shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. The first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come and the time has gone, and it's on your marks and the race is on. to the doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood and it surges through and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven, where one swarm makes for the gushy display with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there and at her back is the black Gucci shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap. And Betty's at the bottom buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile on her face. Everyone's shopping.